I'm a teacher.
I'm a researcher.
I'm a mother.
I'm a lawyer.
And I believe in acting kindly toward you, because you are...
A Muslim lady.
You are very special. There's no one just like you.
From Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
You are very special. And I'm so glad you're mine.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Dear listeners, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. You are listening to IRIB English Radio. We are here with an episode of A Muslim Lady, a program about our family life, especially a role of a Muslim lady in our society, in our home. So we are here to talk about different issues. And today we are talking about the tarbiyah, the upbringing rules regarding our daughters, because Islam has given such an importance to the tarbiyah of our daughters, and we have beautiful examples in our history. So with me is my wife.
Salaamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Razia Najafi is here, and I'm so glad about this program of Muslim Lady. So you said today we are going to talk about the rights and the way of bringing of our girls and daughters. Yeah,
definitely. Yeah,
and really we need it, because usually we don't get in details the differences between upbringing the boys and girls.
And first of all, unfortunately, we do not pay enough attention to upbringing our children generally, you know. Nowadays, because of the hassles of life, because of our, you know, busy schedule, especially fathers, they don't have enough time to... You know,
give enough
attention to their upbringing of their children.
Absolutely, and, you're right. Yeah.
And secondly, and unfortunately, specifically about our daughters, you know how much important is their upbringing in our society? It is very obvious, you know, if we upbring our daughters according to the rules of Islam, according to the tarbiyah rules, then we can have a very good society, very good family in future.
So you can, according to Islamic teachings, the girl's upbringing, and their training, the way we have to treat them, is in so many areas of life, is more important than maybe boys.
And difficult also.
Difficult also.
How? Because, you know... Physically, they have special, you know, sometimes needs, you know. We can't treat them as our boys, even in different ages. And mentally also, they are very, you know, sometimes sensitive, means emotional. They are full of love and emotions. While our sons, they are not that much maybe emotional. And
yeah, that's they, I agree. Totally
and physically
agree.
Also, they have different
aspects of their life. Dear listeners, let's have a short break and we will come back very soon.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Muslim Lady.
Welcome back to our beautiful show of Muslim Lady. And the way you are explaining about the differences between a training of girls and boys, I remember the beautiful saying of Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam, al-mar'atu rayhana laysat biqahramana. Like girls, ladies are like a flower, you know, the flower which is full of fragrance. So we have to treat them. Yeah. Treat them physically and emotionally, mentally, in a very gentle way. Yes?
And laysat bi qahramana, they are not your maids. You know, you take work from them always. Yeah.
I just believe that if we can propagate only this saying, everyone would get attracted by Amir al-Mu'mineen and Islam.
And there is another saying from the Prophet Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, khayru awladikum al-banat.
Beautiful.
You can imagine the era where Prophet and the Holy, Imam Ali alayhi salam, they were living. You know the role of women in that society, how much they were ignoring females, women, daughters.
Yeah.
It is very obvious. They would bury their daughters.
Yeah, they would bury them alive.
In that society, if someone says,
Ni'mal, I remember this hadith, Ni'mal waladi al-banat. Yeah, so the best among your children are your daughters.
Yeah.
And that is like a atom bomb in that time because
it's
a big blast because people were just against of people's mentality.
Yeah, mentality.
For example, if something is really, really awful and disrespectful nowadays, and we say, no, that is like a diamond, you know, how can you are just ignoring that area of life? So it's really difficult for us to understand the situation of and the value of sayings of our Masumeen alayhimus salam.
Definitely. And again, if we look at the reason why did the Holy Prophet say like this, or why did our imams say like this, why did they give this much importance to daughters, we can understand that they are the center of our society, center of our family. You know, if they are full of energy, full of respect, they have got all their needs properly, then in future, they can inject that peace and love into their family, into their, children and husband. And in result, we can have a very good and role model family.
I agree with you 1,000%. Yeah, I love it the way you said they are center of the society and we have to fulfill their needs, you know? Like, sometimes I feel like if you have a manager of your company, so because the seat is very important, so you provide everything to that manager.
Yeah.
You say, you are running my company or my, factory, so I have to fulfill all your desires.
All your desires, your security desires, your financial needs, your, all the comforts which can divert your mind.
Now I can understand. Therefore, Islam has taken very easily, about women. Yeah, like after, especially after marriage, she doesn't have that many, so many responsibilities. Like financially, she's free, totally others are taking care of her. She doesn't have that much, worries. Yeah, and responsibilities. And also the house chore.
House chores.
It's amazing.
Regarding the managing the house also, renting a house and buying the house appliances and all these responsibilities lay on, shoulders of husband and father.
Yeah,
that's why Islam says she has to have a complete peaceful mind. Dear listeners, we will take a very short break. Inshallah, we'll come back soon.
Women in Imam Khomeini's idea.
God's mercy be upon these chaste bosoms that foster these lion-hearted youth. Imam Khomeini considers self-purification and knowledge as necessities by which women must adorn themselves with on account of their fostering role in the family. He believes that by bringing up spiritually refined children, both one's religion and worldly life will be safeguarded, And in addition, the prosperity of a nation is dependent upon the self-purification of its leaders. While giving a piece of advice to women, Imam Khomeini, he acknowledges that in raising children, they should not take their role lightly, because it is possible that the same single individual corrupts or reforms a society. He observes that a morally upright human being may educate an entire world, while a morally perverted or corrupt human being may pervert an entire world. Immorality and purity begin from your bosoms, from your training, and from the schools in which you are employed in.
Welcome back, dear listeners. We will continue our conversation, inshallah, talking about the tarbiyah, the upbringing rules regarding our daughters.
Unfortunately, yeah. Practically, we are far away from the teaching of our amazing Prophet of Islam. And kindness, a Prophet is taking it very positively. And I feel this is the very, very deep connection between Multifat and the beautiful attribute of Allah, Ya Latif.
Latif,
you know. Yeah. So I feel this is the divine quality which Allah has given and manifesting more in girls compared to boys.
Yeah, totally agree with you. And again, it shows the beautiful qualities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has manifested us, especially women, with so many qualities, you know, inner qualities and outer qualities, appearances and mentally also. So if we walk on this beautiful path of Islam and path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then definitely we would not have all these problems which we are facing nowadays in our societies and in our family. So we are talking about the upbringing of our daughters.
Exactly. Yeah.
So during upbringing of our daughters, we have to be very careful, you know.
Okay.
If we upbring them physically, we give importance to only their looks and their beauty and their dresses and, you know, clothes. So we are upbringing a daughter which only will give importance to physical things, you know, in their society, in future. So we have to balance between this physical and materialistic upbringing and spiritual upbringing.
The topic is so interesting, yeah. But time is over. So inshallah, we are going to continue this topic in our further episode. Thank you so much for being with us. And inshallah, we are going to uplift our soul and our spirit with the teaching of Islam regarding Muslim lady.
And especially regarding the upbringing of our daughters.
Exactly.
Inshallah, we will continue in our next episode. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Who is the lover?
Allah.
Who is Ar-Rahman?
Allah.
Who is Al-Mannan?
La ilaha illa Allah. Muhammadur Rasulullah. Muhammad is the messenger. To Allah is our return.
The Quran, given by God to Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his family, more than 1400 years ago, as guidance for humanity.
La ilaha illa Allah.
Muhammadur Rasulullah.
Quran speaks about women.
The Quran teaches the equality of men and women in the eyes of Allah.
Chapter 33, verse 35.
All praise is due to the one and only. He is the master of all creation.
Modesty and chastity are encouraged by the Quran, both for women and for men.
Chapter 24, verses 30 and 31.
He is the sustainer and the maintainer of the whole universe.
God created us from one male and one female and made us into nations and tribes so that we make to know one another, not to despise each other.
Chapter 49, verse 13. La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah,
Muhammad is the messenger to Allah. The Quran has indicated worthy women in history just as it has mentioned such men and has commended them greatly.
Chapter 3, verse 37.